That's the animal one. Exploit the situation, right? If you don't exploit the situation and you're in a place that everybody is kind, something happens to you. After that experience, you will find some feeling, some passion in you. It's not 100% injected to be visible, but it works like that. When you see the river of passion, you will become passionate. And this has nothing to do with your ideology and thinking system. Your thinking system could stop this process because you could question the intention of all those people, and you can think that they are all trying to downfield you or exploit you or something like that. Environment is the same, but you will miss the point and you will come out unchanged. That's what it is. So he said, first, Bal Salam. What was the second? Second is Kalam. Kalam means, okay, let's talk about it. What's your main question? Because I have two questions, remember. How and why? This is generally all the questions you have. How is for what? For the way that I've been manipulated. Why? Means how I can go to the source of it. And all this you want to know to do better. Right? You want to know how? And you want to know why? Because you want to do better, right? The hell with you and you doing better. We're talking about you becoming better, not doing better. Because you could do good when you are forced to. We know that. That's not doing good to us. For us is becoming good. We are in the middle of that, suddenly you stop and say, let me give you a good example. The example is the Adam. We make a story about the beginning. We don't mean the historical beginning. We mean philosophical beginning. At the beginning, God decided to make something. This is the God who had never decided to do anything. According to us, he doesn't think about doing something. Because thinking rises out of necessity and he doesn't need anything. He didn't even decide to create this. Although he's the creator, he said, no. There is only one thing we know about him. What is it, Maru? What do we know about God? The only thing I know, honestly, about God is God is beautiful and nothing else. I don't know anything else. That's the only thing I know. How? The way I know the statue of David of Michelangelo Buonarroti is one of the best statues. Who dares to challenge me? I know because I'm an artist and I'm qualified to do that, period. So we know it's beautiful. And we know beauty is eye-catching. So the beauty jumped out and this is it. You see? So we got only once he will decide to do something because of something. He looked at this beauty which is out. And oh, what a lovely place. Something is missing. Me there. Because that's not me, that's a picture. But you couldn't go in the picture, you cannot go in your picture. Could you? No. But he has a trick. He said, oh, I'll make a representative of mine there. This is the idea. And he injected something in this earthly mob, which was your cousin, ape. injected something else, which is beside the point of life, because the point of life is out there. How many kind of living creatures we know? Zillion. There are that many creatures. In different paths, there are creatures that they have nothing to share with us. We don't know what kind of creature are they. These are the swimming things in the ocean that will, they have the most advanced brain to super calculate the texture of environment and shape themselves like that texture.
Let go of the color.
They know how to do it. This is what the life is. Beautiful, different. But there was one essence. That essence in us,
which made us this. No similarities anymore with the animals. Look at us. We changed everything.
With what? With what simple thing? Simple thing in us. Creativity. He is the creator, and he was looking at the picture that every single pixel of this picture knows what to do. Means what? Imagine a vast universe. Every single pixel of this picture knows what to do. What is this? Rules. Everything obeys the rule in this universe. We call it physics. What is physics? It's discovering the rule that this universe is handling itself, right? All the electrons will do this. When they face another electron, they do this. Always. There is no single time that some of these electrons will say, enough is enough, I had it. I will not merge in this. Does it happen? Have you ever seen this? No. It's the universe of the rule, and he's the creator. He knows creation is exception. So he will give that exception to us. And we could do that. We could even kill ourselves. The man's wound. The wounded one tries to go on. But we could say, no, enough is enough. And we are creative because of that. Because we know the rule and we know the exception. The exception is the trick. Right? He made this Adam. He waited a long, long time. You know how long it took? 40 years he was looking at this piece of clay to draw it on. Then, ruin it. Why? What does he need to ruin this man to wake up? He could decide that he will ruin it so his breath will come in this one. This fellow will stand up and will be Adam and Eve. Right? Then, the problem is, again, the rule. The rule of knowledge is, it goes from someone to someone. Right? That's the rule of knowledge. How, let's say, a leopard. We learn how to be a leopard. From the parents, right? So you could never ask a leopard, you, son of a leopard, why did you do this? Because I'm a leopard, my dad taught me this, and I'm like this, right? And none of them are responsible. Because when you are trained in a way, you cannot be that responsible. Because You are made like that. You are created like that. So the fruit is there and nothing is happening. God could tell the Adam, go and pick up the fruit. But it doesn't work, because if God says go and pick up the fruit, the man will pick up the fruit, will eat, will have all the knowledge without responsibility. It doesn't work. So that sin will pass and God will sacrifice the best he has. What is the best thing God has? Really, according to you. Knowledge. Because he knows everything. So knowledge is his best. His second guy is his knowledge. He will sacrifice that knowledge. He pretends not to be knowledgeable. Am I right? In this story, what did he do? He said, I need explanation. Who did what? See, this is the God who knows everything, right? Suddenly he plays what? He was ignorant. Because he had sacrificed the knowledge. Knowledge put aside that the Satan won. Where did he fall? Okay, what happened? The Satan is the knowledge. What's the logical answer? What happened that day over there? God wanted it, therefore it happened. The helmet is knowledge. We're not talking about knowledge. The exception is here. Something is in Adam that Satan doesn't see. Rumi will declare it to you. Remember? He said he saw the clay. He didn't see the breath. The breath which is in this Adam. But even if you are a physician and you are checking the atom, you will not notice his breath. Because the breath is in atom, but in a way it's not a part of that. It will come out as well as it was a part of God and it came out, right? It's the breath. It's not a part of the machine. So the Satan will not see it. Satan will see the logic, will say, we know what happened. He was kicked out? Not really. He was sent as a company with you. But the Adam? Adam is the good guy, right? Rumi made up a story here. Do you remember it? He said, you know what? Let me tell you a secret. That day, after everything finished and people were at home and things like that, God called Adam and said, come here. Isn't it that if I didn't want it, it wouldn't happen? Then when I ask you, how come that you hid it? Why did you do this? What was the answer of that? Fear. Fear is something that all of you think about. What? Fear is what? Negative. Bad, right? Eliminate the fear. Stops. Because all the living creatures, they are running out of fear. Because if they don't run, they will die. That's why they run. All the effort is not to die. And life is running away from death. Because we know death is there. Death is the twin of life. It's with it. They walk shoulder to shoulder, right? That fear works different with us. Will teach us the ritual. Said, I realize that I should heed your decision in this matter. This is what this story is all about. We will hide some of these informations. Because they are confusing. We could look at the action of God, analyze God, and judge Him. We have done that for so many centuries, right? And the outcome is nothing, zilch. Because He is out of reach to begin with. For 70 years, a big chunk of the people on the earth tried